This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones.
Doug Hagman going to be joining us coming up in the next segment. I want to just pull back and get into the really exciting news that another country has voted against EU expansion of powers. The five-star movement that just came out of nowhere 3 years ago, it's populist, it's anti-New World Order. Members of the organization, leaders of it, are anti-Bilderberg, anti-New World Order. Very exciting. We've also seen big victories taking place where we see referendums being established in 25 other EU countries. That's every EU member. And we see what happened with Trump and what happened with Brexit, what's happening with Russia, what's happening with Iceland, what's happening with Catalonia and Spain. It's all going the same direction. Brazil's trying to get out of globalism. Foreign banks running your country, getting you into debt by design, controlling your nation. The IMF and World Bank documents got leaked in 2002, the year Joseph Stiglitz left. He says he didn't leak them. We've interviewed him twice. And it said, this is our plan. We've done it in the third world. Now we're going to do it in the first world. So the planet is waking up to who is screwing everyone over. Meanwhile, the Dow jumped 100 points to record highs after Italian referendum, CNBC. Now, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts has an article on Infowars.com asked if the sky is blue. He says, is the U.S. government behind fake news media attacks on Trump? They admit it's the State Department. They admit it's the White House coordinating and Obama out saying, call all media that disagrees with us fake news. What do you expect them to do when everything they did got discredited in the election? They were shown to be lies and frauds. That's why we have to keep pushing the fact that they said Hillary was invincible. And they said, you know, that they weren't involved with Hillary, but they got caught basically running her campaign and giving her all the intel and the questions. And now that they've had this historic loss, they're only intensifying what they're doing. In fact, here's a clip. Pelosi pressed on ghastly Democratic losses since 2008. They're the ones saying it was the end of the Republican Party, that the Republican Party was going to go extinct, that it was all over. And now it's not just the Republican Party establishment that's going extinct. It's the Democrats in whole. As populism surges, as the people discover how things really work, we're going to go out to break with this clip. Pelosi pressed on ghastly Democratic losses.
Question, though. Democrats, since 2008, the numbers are ghastly for Democrats. In Senate, Democrats are down 10%. In the House, down 19.3%. And in governors, 35%. The Democrats are getting clobbered at every level over multiple elections. That seems like a real crisis
for
the party.
Well, you're forgetting that we were up 56. You know, we went up so high in 2006 and 2008. And let me just put that in perspective. When President Clinton was elected, the Republicans came in big in the next election. When President Bush was president, we came in big in the next in the subsequent election. When President Obama became president, the Republicans came in big in the next election.
I guess my question is, the Republicans reacted to their losses with a big revolution and a change. They have a very new president at the top of their party now. You have somebody like Agricultural Secretary Tom Vilsack saying that the Democratic Party is like a tree that, quote, looks healthy on the outside, but is in the throes of a slow and long-term demise.
Well, I have enough respect for the secretary, but I'm more optimistic about the strength of the Democratic Party. And what I would say, because you talked about these numbers, of some reasons to be hopeful, because it's necessary, because this is about policy. It's not about politics. It's about policy.
I mean, this is the bizarre crone that these idiots reelected after total defeat. It shows they're not doing anything new. They're just letting the same old technicians run the same old lies over and over again. This is great news for the liberty movement.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
Sharif Silmi, a immigration lawyer out of D.C., be joining us at the bottom of the hour. And if Hagman wants to ride shotgun and pop in here and there, he's welcome to. But I'm going to focus in on this interview because it's important. He agreed to come on in the last 30 minutes of this hour. He was reportedly inside the building at Comet Pizza in D.C. It was listed in the Podesta emails as a place they were doing fundraisers. And he reportedly saw this man walk in with a shotgun and then shoot a few times into the wall, saying he was looking for the secret tunnels, the pedophilia, and the rest of it. And then he's gone on CNN and said, it's my fault. He said on Twitter, it's my fault. Even though I've always said, I don't know about Comet Pizza. There's some weird anomalies there. I'm talking about the general thousands of emails with stuff happening from California to Hawaii to New York. And law enforcement has said there's evidence of sex trafficking going on there. Epstein's involved. Remember the Lolita Express? I mean, this stuff's widespread. This is real stuff going on. And the media, though, focused 3 weeks ago in on Comet Pizza. And only that. And I said, we got to be careful, folks are distracting from all the other stuff. Well, there I am trying to have some reason, so I get the blame for the whole story. He's going to be joining us, and I want to get Doug Hagman's take on that in a moment. And I shot a larger video on it last night. Pizzagate is a diversion from the greater crimes in Podesta at WikiLeaks. And we expose the pedophile sex crimes that have been confirmed going on around the country. And some of the detractors say, oh, I'm covering it up. No, it's a tactic to divert people down a rabbit hole. And I'm saying it should all be investigated. And we've been investigating. But overall, the stock market's way up. Italy just voted to stop EU expansion, another victory against globalism. Trump standing up against communist China. Really positive things are happening. Trump's people have said, no, he does plan to have folks go after Hillary once he gets in. That's still 45 days out. But the death blow against globalism is so intense, but they're desperate. So what are they going to try in the time being is the larger question. Because, yes, positive things are happening, but we're far from out of the woods right now, in my humble view. Will they try to destabilize things ahead of the election? They're already trying this recount only of states Trump won. They're already doubling and tripling money to Black Lives Matter to get ready for the fomentation of riots. So this is a critical time to be alive right now. I want to cover the destabilization first, but then talk to Mr. Hagman about his New York police contacts and others about what's really in the 600,000-plus emails, not just what was in the WikiLeaks and where that may be going. So quite a lot to talk about. Mr. Hagman, of course, HagmanReport.com, and I'm not going to go into his Fortune 500 clients and how he trains law enforcement agencies and works for the Department of Justice, FBI, you name it. I'll just stop right there. But he joins us. He's the author of Tactical Surveillance. And again, he hosts the Hagman and Hagman Report, HagmanReport.com. Doug, good to have you back on. I threw out a lot of stuff there. What do you want to tackle first?
Hi, Alex. Thanks for having me back on. I suppose with the incident that took place yesterday over the weekend at Comet Pizza, I think it probably would be good to let people know that this is not just about Comet Pizza or not about Comet Pizza. The allegations that are contained therein are just that, allegations. They're suspicions. I really think, Alex, that what we're seeing here is just the fake news meme being applied to this entire satanic ritual abuse operation and pedophile operation, alleged pedophile operation, that is. Now, so I would really caution people not to get tunnel vision on any one place, any one person, any one incident. Look at this as like a large crime scene with subordinate crime scenes built in everywhere else. But we can get into anything. You had mentioned earlier about the...
You just crystallized it unlike anybody else. That's it. I mean, this is a larger crime scene. Let's break it down.
Well, yeah, exactly. That's just it. We know that child abuse, pedophilia, call boy rings, call girl rings. We know that these activities have existed inside and outside of the Beltway for decades. You go back to the Franklin scandal. You go back even further. We know now, of course, in 1997, it was written in Insight in the News magazine that at the APEC meeting in Seattle, Washington, in 1993, that they had the Department of State furnished young underage boys, male prostitutes, that is, to the visiting dignitaries from the Asian Pacific countries. That has been reported as fact. And that, again, that goes back to the August 29th, 1997 edition of Insight in the News, as reported by the author of that publication who did the investigation, where the FBI was caught bugging the rooms and conducting physical and electronic surveillance of the members of that particular meeting. So, The fact that this does not occur, or the fact that the meme is, or the objective is to put this in a post-truth category, which is, by the way, Oxford Dictionary's 2016 word of the year. It's a compound word, post-truth, meaning that everything that we're seeing right now is driven by emotion and speculation as opposed to fact, which is just totally incorrect, but it plays into the fake news operational guidelines. But all of that said, we have to be cognizant of the fact that this is larger than even what the citizen journalists are reporting. This involves high-level officials, dignitaries, ambassadors all across the world. And it's interesting that this came out initially from the October 3rd beginning of the Podesta data dumps on October 3rd of 2016 in earnest with respect to the different coding and the languages, which the FBI, by the way, Alex, knew about. I've attended training courses where the FBI recognizes, for example, the pedophilia, recognizes even to some extent satanic ritual abuse, but not they just don't have a matrix or a metric for it, a grid for it, which is why I should say that some of the smaller departments and even the media just they don't want to talk about this is because they don't believe it exists because they don't understand it. They don't have a metric for it. They'll understand the serial killer like Jeffrey Dahmer, but they won't understand the satanic aspect of Jeffrey Dahmer, which there was a huge satanic aspect of that. So all of this combined, I said all of that just to say this. I think we have to be careful in with our tunnel vision. We have to be careful not to zero in on any one place, person, location. And we have to look at this as a larger, in the larger sense, and with a large wide angle lens, because we are going to be connecting a lot of dots over the next couple of weeks. And the only other thing I want to mention is this is not in any way, shape, or form fake news. There are elements of fake and false aspects to this story that were, I believe, were deliberately planted and have been exploited to create the illusion.
Exactly. If a giant pedophile network is being exposed, the classic move is to then put disinfo out there, have people pick up on it, have the mainstream media only focus on one little area in D.C. and then distract from the fact that we've got Washington Post, New York Times, Washington Times, Associated Press headlines with whole underage callboy networks caught in Barney Frank's house. Barney Frank then went on the House floor and said, "You better watch it, because if you come after me, I'm going to bring everybody down that's involved in this chamber." And then we have some of the people now in the Podesta emails, best buddies with Dennis Hastert, who is running a whole pedophile network and procuring the boys. And so we look at Penn State, all of it. They're, CNN now has really bitten off more than they can chew, because they're out saying it's fake news to claim there's organized pedophilia. Well, that's like saying the Catholic Church didn't get caught, or the Vatican didn't get caught, or Penn State didn't get caught, or the Franklin cover-up. This is real stuff, and their stonewalling isn't going to work by taking Reddit posts and then saying, "I said it," or "my reporter said it," when all we did when it was a top news story and Reddit banned it was cover what people were saying.
Yeah, and that's very interesting what you said there, Alex, because I do believe that we as a collective in the media, and I consider us media investigative journalists, it's interesting because we have to be very careful. We are being accused of creating this a lot of this information when in fact we're reporting on what was posted on a forum or on a particular website.
And what CNN 3 weeks ago and the New York Times and Washington Post cherry picked to make the fake news so everyone would then go focus on that. They were leading people around by their noses.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And you know, one thing I found interesting with this, and I was talking with an investigator early this morning about this, is the fact that a lot of this began and still exists in the circumstantial evidence realm or in the realm of circumstantial evidence. And in my experience as an investigator and looking at different criminal acts and crimes, you know, circumstantial evidence is the most difficult type of evidence to manufacture if you were going to go out and perhaps frame someone or even call something false or fake. If there's circumstantial evidence to support or substantiate a particular crime, a lot of weight should be put into that because, again, it's difficult to manufacture as opposed to planting, we'll say, physical evidence, which is easily manufactured or, you know, with a digital age now, creating a picture or altering a photograph. So that's the other factor, too, that we have to take a look at. But most importantly, the pedophilia that exists inside and outside the Beltway, we know this. We know.
It's rampant.
There's no argument. Yeah.
So CNN, though, is trying to say if there's no such thing exists. They say there's nothing in the Podesta emails. What do you mean? It's Wiener. It's connections to the island, the Lolita Express, Epstein, all of this, and they're just saying, using ping pong pizza as the gateway, everything else in the world is fake. I'm waiting for CNN to say a Catholic priest never molested a little boy. I'm serious. I'm expecting Anderson Cooper to come out and say that's the case. We'll be right back to ask what other investigators have told Hagmann recently.
Katie Armour raised the standard. Finally, AR-500 steel core body armor that comfortably conforms to the chest and torso. Unique design distributes weight, feeling lighter, increases mobility, and lessens fatigue. Introducing the Combat Quad Bend CQB, a revolutionary plate forming process that caters to the end user. The CQB is an industry game changer, a must-have for the ladies. Available now, only at katiearmour.com. CATIarmour.com. Come and take it.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America made food stores I love to eat. Yum!
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Now, Sharif Shilmi, who is a lawyer, is going to be joining us. He was in the Comet Pizza place in D.C. yesterday when reportedly a guy came in with a shotgun and didn't shoot people, reportedly shot something. The press hasn't been clear, so I want to ask him what he witnessed. I found out about it because I was going to bed last night after I'd even shot a video about all this. And my cousin, you know, said, hey, you just did a video on this. This guy says he was in there and says he thinks you're partially to blame. No, I'm not, because we're covering what Reddit and everybody said, and I've said people should be careful about it. And so for 3 weeks, they've been saying I'm covering it up. But we'll get his take on it because, again, I think the whole thing is a distraction from what Doug Hagman was talking about earlier. CNN's trying to imply that Penn State didn't happen. They're trying to imply that the Catholic Church hadn't been caught doing all this. I love the mainstream media saying we're the fake media, Doug Hagman, when they're the ones that lied us into the Iraq war, lied us into all these other wars, into the Syria situation, into everything else that's going on that have been caught over and over again. It's all about the fake news narrative applying to us things we didn't really say. They take rumors off the Internet, one of the biggest stories out there. We cover it. We cover real examples. I tweeted out last night about the Haitian situation and kids being kidnapped and stuff. That's mainstream news. But I use the term Pizzagate to use a term out there to take people off the diversion of ping pong pizza onto the real stuff we're looking at. Your take on that, and then continuing, you say you've talked to more of your NYPD and federal law enforcement sources. Of course, Eric Prince has come out. He's got major intelligence sources. He says the Clintons are connected to child trafficking in the WikiLeaks and more. Well, I mean, look at Jeffrey Epstein. Look at Lolita Express. Look at Pedophile Island. I mean, this stuff's going on. I've said watch out, folks, and don't sit there just because innocent people are mixed into these thousands of emails and then randomly blame them. And it's mainstream media a month ago, 3 weeks ago, that began to focus on ping pong off Reddit. Then we were forced to cover it. And then now we're supposedly behind it. We're going to go back with all of it, show by the complete timeline, to continue to expose CNN as dirtbag liars. Doug, you're going to ride shotgun with us, but Sharif's coming on in a second. But I look forward to speaking to him. I'm glad nothing bad happened to him or his family, and I'm glad he can be a nonpartisan witness to what happened. But expanding on this, what have your sources told you?
Well, it's all about the Clinton Foundation at the epicenter of everything. That's according to my sources. Just to be clear, Alex, you didn't say that. My sources, the police sources, who were at the periphery of the Wiener.
It's the Clintons in New York, not what's going on at Ping Pong Pizza.
Oh, right. That's they're at the epicenter of all of this. Everything else is at the periphery or in its orbit. And back to what you're saying earlier. What better way, by the way, to invoke a censorship of the real news than to create a situation or to cause public outrage to have somebody go up, perhaps, what happened yesterday? What better way to cause or create a situation of censorship than?
And you've got pedophiles from the Catholic Church to Penn State, all over the world, on their heels right now as this stuff comes out. That then can turn it all, by going after red herring, turn them all into pathetic little victims.
Yeah, exactly. But you know, going back to what my source said, look at what they found, the 650,000 emails on the computer. And that's, again, I want to remind everyone, that's why they took the router as well. They took the router from the Wiener residence as well for verification of some matters that relate to exactly what we're talking about. I'm not sure how far I can go out with that explanation, except to say that. So, what was found on the electronic devices at the Wiener household, allegedly, as was told to me, including but not limited to the Clinton Foundation, this is where the focus is at, and it's larger than any pizza gate, pizza shop, pizza person, pizza whatever. It really, that's, again, that's at the...
And let's be clear, the whole pizza thing came up originally because in the law enforcement annals, pizza is sometimes used as a code word for different types of children. That doesn't mean if I had pizza last night or they have fundraisers at a pizza place that's necessarily going on.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And again, you know, this ties right into the 2016 word of the year, Oxford Dictionary post-truth, which is the what they're trying to they're trying to sell the American public on the fact that only the approved journalist sources of information, the Washington Post and those the Washington Post allows, really has the correct news. Everything
That's
else
right.
Is
they're
just,
caught in a massive hoax about the election. They're caught in all the lies about wars. They're caught about all the other countless lies about everything you can imagine, from bisphenol A to you name it. And then their answer is just say everything else is fake. Shut down the independent new media because it's bigger than us. Because they're hurting innocent people. Meanwhile, stop investigating pedophilia. It doesn't exist anywhere. It's a conspiracy theory. I mean, I'm looking for CNN to come out and say the Catholic Church never covered up sex abuse, because that's basically what this has reached. This is a PSYOP, and we're going to defeat the PSYOP like all the rest of us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Katie Armour raised the standard. Finally, AR-500 steel core body armor that comfortably conforms to the chest and torso. Unique design distributes weight, feeling lighter, increases mobility, and lessens fatigue. Introducing the Combat Quad Bend CQB, a revolutionary plate forming process that caters to the end user. The CQB is an industry game changer, a must-have for the ladies. Available now, only at katiearmour.com, C-A-T-I-armour.com. Come and take it.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
You got it.
The transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Now, Sharif Filmi is a lawyer. Got a long bio here. It's PEERALLY law.com. Twitter is Twitter.com/Bayreef. And goes over his long bio here. I would mainly glean from this that he's an immigration lawyer, but also kind of a foreign intellectual properties lawyer or something. And we try to reach out to people when they're in a story, especially if we're in the story, and you've got Daily Beast, you've got BBC, you've got just that I've seen, Politico, a bunch of others. I've read several of them. Sitting here quoting him mainly, and it's also on his Twitter, that the big thing was saying Roger Stone, and then I saw another one, Paul Watson, another tweet, not his. Roger Stone's never said the word Pizzagate that I know of. But the point here is that this started, I guess, like 3-4 weeks ago, and people were saying, why aren't you covering us? So I go and look at it, and it's overall about the whole story of what's in the Podesta emails. And let me tell you, there's some creepy stuff in there. And then I start covering it some, but not saying anything's conclusive. And then sure enough, CNN says that I am the progenitor of the entire thing, which I guess sends me viewers. It's just not true. But we're going to get his take because he was in there, I'm sure innocuously, with his wife and three kids. And in comes this guy, reportedly. So he was a witness. That's the real reason I want to get him on. I appreciate him coming on. Usually folks, because they're already mad at you or sensitive about you, they won't come on, especially liberals. They just won't come on. I want people to come on. I want to be able to discuss this stuff with them because I want the truth to come out. I don't want to believe this stuff, but if you tune into CNN, they actually say that, oh, Jones is just making it up. There's stuff in the Podesta emails, period. No, you've got serious people, serious law enforcement. I mean, there's emails in there. We can put some of them on screen where it's like, we'll meet at the farmhouse and have the three children ready for entertainment in the hot tub. I mean, you can read thousands of these. And so then the internet just goes wild. But it's because of the crazy excesses, the Catholic Church, Penn State, all the things that have come out, all the pedophilia that's come out, Salon promoting pedophilia, incest being promoted in mainstream media, that the public begins to get hysterical. So there is a danger of a Salem witch trial here. Thing is, I'm not presiding over it. All right. But look at Jimmy Savile. Look at the royal family. They now admit in the London Telegraph that it goes to the top of the government. And it's, quote, national security now. Jimmy Savile had the highest access to the royal family above MI6 and MI5, and they found torture chambers, dungeons, admissions of raping kids, dead kids. Okay? So, this is all going on. This is happening. And so, absolutely, I don't want to walk in some pizza place and then a guy comes in with a gun. I'm very glad nothing happened to Sharif. So I want to let him now have his take on things. And while he's on with us for TV viewers, I'm going to put on screen major D.C. newspapers with the headlines about underage callboy rings at the White House, Barney Frank running a callboy ring out of his townhouse, C-SPAN clips. I've got CBS News clips. I've got the CIA finders documents. I've got everything. The U.N. doing it. It's just a worldwide epidemic. So what's happening here is the implication by CNN is none of the just it isn't happening, period, anywhere. Nothing's happening anywhere. Because, I mean, they say that I'm literally just making up these Podesta emails. Okay? So let's be clear. I'm not saying anything's going on at Ping Pong Pizza. The FBI and some of their manuals talks about pizza and pizza toppings being code words. Well, I ate pizza yesterday. Doesn't mean I'm involved in that. So my issue here is, and I've been saying this for 3 weeks, is I've told my reporters, you know, everybody's obsessing on this. I guess big story. Look at the other Podesta emails and real stuff, the paper play, all the weird stuff that's going on, people begging for jobs and offering money. That's what's serious. And then I got attacked, and people say I'm covering up Pizzagate. No, I'm not covering up Pizzagate. Like, I put a video out yesterday that has all these downvotes. People say, how dare you? You sold out. On and on and on. No, ladies and gentlemen, you got to be careful about stuff like this because, look, I'm one of the middle-of-the-road guys, and I'm being accused of being involved in it now. So this is serious. We do not need violence. We do not have people marching into pizza places with guns. And we need to investigate exactly what happened there. So joining us is Sharif. Thank you for joining us. Now, I've been ranting for 5 minutes. You've got the floor for 5 minutes here.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it, Mr. Jones. And I want to start out because, like you said, I am joining you, and I'm a man of my word, and I do hold you responsible to some extent for the events that took place, and there's a good reason for that. You have been on the forefront of attacking Comet Ping Pong. All of a sudden, after the incident that went down yesterday, you're shifting your position somewhat and saying that the focus needs to be on other things and that Comet Ping Pong has nothing to do with it. But look, just go back to November 23rd. You posted something on your YouTube channel that said something is going on, Pizzagate, and you watch the video a couple minutes into it. It's all about Comet Ping Pong. You're attacking hardworking people there, you know, people that are grinding for $14, $15, $13 an hour, you know, putting a target on their back by these this innuendo and all this, you know, harsh talk. To be honest with you, let me tell you the first thing. I did not vote for Hillary Clinton. I do not support Hillary Clinton. I think Hillary Clinton is a criminal and a warmonger, and I would absolutely and totally reject her leadership of this country, and I likewise reject Donald Trump's leadership of this country. But when it comes down to targeting innocent people and putting a target on a small restaurant that has a staff, that has people there, that has customers, and spreading innuendo, spreading falsehoods. It's very dangerous. I don't need 5 minutes to tell you this. I just wanted to, you know, get my message out and look you face to face, not behind some Twitter like hundreds of folks that subscribe to your messages and other people's messages have been attacking me for being a Muslim, attacking me for being ancestry from Palestine. I'm very proud of my heritage.
Well, Mr. Tillme, since you say you don't need 5 minutes, I'll come back to you. But sure. I'd like to counter that. I'm not the one attacking your ancestry. And that's my concern here is with you
jumping into this.
Mr. Jones,
you have made statements regarding Muslim women forced to wear helmets and how we're.
I agree. I don't think Orthodox Christianity extremely practices good.
Muslims were brought on slave ships by Europeans to America. You can't tell us we have no business here. We're Muslims. We're just like the.
Well, the Muslims weren't involved in the slave trade now? Okay, hold on. Listen, let's be fair. I thought you were segueing for me to pop in saying I don't need 5 minutes. Let me give you another minute or two to finish up with what you're saying, and I'll write some notes here, and then I won't interrupt you. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. I'm done. I made my point.
Okay, well, again, you were talking about people disparaging where you're from, and I said I haven't done that, and then you brought up the fact, you know, that I have said things about radical Wahhabism. Yeah, you said I could talk.
I didn't say that you disparage where I came from.
Well, I mean, your counter was is that, you know, you've heard me say these terrible things generally about Muslims. What I was saying is the type of Muslims that are going into Syria and other areas funded by our government and murdering the Shiites and the Alawites and Christians and people in mass and throwing.
You mentioned that Muslims are entering the United States, that they're ruining American culture, that Muslim immigrants are.
So what you're mad about here, what you're mad about with me. Saying what my position is that where I'm at about the Islamification of the United States.
No, I'm not mad at you. I respect you, actually. I think you've done some great work. I respect the work you did to uncover the atrocities that take place in the Bohemian Grove and other disgusting things that the elite politicians in this country are engaged with.
Okay, well, then let me just say this then about your earlier allegation, okay? I could call Rob Dewin here right now, my news director, about me 2 weeks ago saying, I am sick and tired of the obsession on one thing. There is some weird stuff going on. I don't know if you've researched it. Like rock bands are there. They're like, yeah, we like to have relationships with kids. Yeah, I know. We'll talk about preferences and, you know, and then all the weird art. I mean, none of you seen the art. I'm not going to even mention it here. There's some crazy stuff. Okay. But let's just say it's weird liberal stuff. Okay. And then the Podesta's brothers in the Washington Post saying, you know, we'll put naked pictures of teenagers on our walls. We call this radical art. You know, and then the Washington Post pulls the article. But I'm not saying they're involved in anything. I'm sure Podesta's a wonderful person. But I mean, sarcastic now. But expanding on this, we probably had 10 or more videos on this. And when I've talked about it, I say it looks really bad. But I'm not saying anything's going on. It needs to be investigated by law enforcement. And the same stuff you heard me say 10 minutes ago is my position. So what I'm doing is clarifying my position. Can you go see one of my reporters' videos and say it has a different, you know, angle on it, reporting on the Reddit phenomenon and the censorship and the media saying it's all fake? Absolutely. But I'm saying in the compendium of our coverage, I will tell you, I don't know what's really going on at Ping Pong Pizza. I've reached out and I intend to reach out again and say I will come there and actually debunk this if it isn't true. That's what I'm trying to do. But I did not create this. We simply responded to one of the biggest stories on the Internet and covered it from different different angles.
You took a story that's about John Podesta and his sick issues that he has and made it about Comet Ping Pong. Comet Ping Pong is not the issue. Comet Ping Pong's a... You go there, you can have pizza.
But here's the deal. The Podestas are connected to that. No. Here's the deal. They're in a relationship with them.
Is Guy Fieri a pedophile?
I don't even know that particular name. What I'm trying to get through to you is you're not listening.
All I'm saying is the place was on Food Network. It's a delicious pizzeria. Why are you attacking people that work hard?
You're acting like you're talking to a jury here. I'm not attacking it. I've had reporters that have covered why it's being censored on Reddit and looking at why people believe this. I have hardly talked about Comet Ping Pong. So what I'm telling you is I didn't change my stance after this. I told people here that, and I've said on the Internet,
Hashtag Pizzagate. That's not about Comet Ping Pong?
No, the whole thing, the entire situation is turned into Pizzagate because law enforcement says that pizza toppings, from the beginning, before the term Pizzagate was out there, it was all about pizza toppings and pasta toppings and $60,000 in delicious succulent hot dogs that Obama was going to be enjoying.
So why don't we focus on John Podesta, on Hillary Clinton, on the now you got your boy that you got into power appointing Sessions, the most anti-immigrant and anti-marijuana senator that is around as Attorney General.
So you keep going back to my politics, but let's go back here. Can I go to Saudi Arabia and even walk down the street with my wife not wearing a burqa?
The Saudi government is a sick, filthy regime.
Okay. Now, listen, I'm the guy, when I saw the balance the other way, that was against the Iraq war when it was unpopular, that talked about 9/11 having globalists involved in it, that did all those hard things. So I'm always really trying to be on the side of justice. Now I see massive...
Is Donald Trump going to stop selling weapons to Saudi Arabia? Why don't you ask him that? You got his ear. Is he going to stop selling weapons to Saudi Arabia?
So they can bomb all those countries? That's a good question.
So they can bomb Yemen, so they could support terrorists in Syria, so they could support terrorists that are undermining Iran? So
now,
that they
listen,
can
listen. We can have a debate separately.
Is your boy going to stop selling weapons to Saudi Arabia?
Sure. We can have a debate if you want to come on about Donald Trump and things he's doing, things he's up to separately. But we keep going off into politics here. I'm truly trying to have a real discussion. Let me ask you this question. Can you describe for TV viewers and radio listeners, sir, again, you were inside Comet Ping Pong yesterday when this reportedly happened, exactly what you witnessed? Because that's one reason I want to get you on.
Okay, I was at the ping pong, the Comet Ping Pong. It was about, I think we were there earlier, probably at 2 o'clock, and, we sat towards there's three sections in the restaurant. There's the front table section. There's a middle section that has three ping pong tables, foosball table, and then there's a back section that's closed off at that time. And I believe that is where they have like private party or, reserved area or a nightclub or something. I'm not sure. I've never been back there. So basically we're, finished our meal and we're playing ping pong. I was playing ping pong with my wife. And my kids were around me and, a person, white male, tall, slender guy, walked straight through, from the front. And I had, he was basically coming in, towards, I had my side to him. So I was facing, my wife, I was on the ping pong table. And so I seen him in my peripheral vision and he walked behind me to the back room.
Did you see him fire a shotgun? Because they don't really give details of what he did.
No, I did not see him fire a shotgun. We did see that he was concealing a weapon. I can confirm that.
Sure. Did you hear a shotgun blast?
No, sir.
See, the first reports I saw was he had a shotgun. Then they added, I guess in the Daily Beast and a few others, that and Political, he was firing a shotgun.
And my understanding is that he shot a lock that was like a door to an office. But I, again, didn't hear the shot. He didn't engage with me or any other patrons in my presence. But we did see him and we did see, that he was,
Sure. Let me ask you this question. Had you heard about the whole controversy before you went there?
Yeah, I heard about it actually on the Kojo Namde, show, which is an NPR radio program here in Washington.
Okay. So you're there in DC, you hear about it, but I mean, I'm sure you'd eaten there before. You said it was good pizza.
Yeah, no, it was a very good pizza.
So you'd eaten there before?
No, that was the first time I ate there.
Okay, wow, that's kind of bad luck. Was the pizza good?
Very good. Very delicious.
And it is, right, it is a supposedly really good place. So and they don't have a basement, so that's been out there on the web as well. Then all the weird stuff the Podestas are putting out is, have you seen some of the art and some of the stuff and talk in there that's been put out on Twitter and Facebook?
Normal pizzeria, very normal, nice employees, very calm atmosphere. All the customers are very nice. There's no weirdness. I went there with my three kids. There's no pedophilia. You're You guys have the wrong place.
Well, wait a minute. I don't have the wrong place. We didn't generate this. We didn't generate this. Hundreds of sites reported on it.
Focus on the Clinton Foundation. Focus on the elites. Don't focus on putting a target somewhere where, you know, hardworking waiters and waitresses.
You know, I think I ought to hire you to actually be our news editor. You can sit in here and tell people that, or any other place. My model is don't ever attack little people. And that goes to kids, but it also goes to businesses. And when I looked at this and the Podestas and the fact that the Democrats were there, clearly I believe in the Podesta emails. There's code going on. I've talked to law enforcement. That's there. But then I said early on, but everybody talks about pizza. In fact, I'll be honest, I ate it twice yesterday, okay? Once in an airport, once when I got home. And so it's not fair to do that. There is some weird stuff going on with the Podestas. So I've tried to be clear. I can see where our reporters reporting on what everybody was saying about it could then look like we're the ones pushing it. That's why you're here. That's why you're here. That's why you're here.
Mr. Jones, you have a video November 23rd where you attack the pizzeria. You've attacked it in the past. You've changed.
I have.
November 23rd, you have a video on your channel. Why don't you?
Are you saying me? Are you saying one of my reporters or somebody else's video?
It's Alex Jones' video. Alex Jones.
Oh, you're sure you're talking about my reporter, John Bound. Pizzagate is real. Something's going on, but what? When I say real, we expand the whole report to the larger pedophilia going on in the world and that pizza's used as a code word.
Alex, can I jump in here for a second?
Sure. Let's get Doug Hagman, yeah, who's a law enforcement liaison. Go ahead.
If you could allow me one quick comment, and then I'll turn it over. Why don't you make a clear statement out there telling your listeners, telling your followers, hey, guys, do not focus on comet ping pong. We do not want to focus on a place where poor, normal people are sitting there working.
You know, I think, well, let me just continue because I'm trying to be fair in this conversation. I think because of the Podestas and the things that are in there, I think law enforcement should look into everything. I personally don't really think they're using a pizza place as a front for this, and I do think it's been a distraction. You're shaking your head.
It has nothing to do with what you've been describing or talking about.
I don't think it's fair to tell my listeners that they're the ones. Look, one time three cops got killed in Pittsburgh, and they blamed me for it, and it turned out it wasn't true. So my whole thing is, I don't think it's fair to lecture my audience as if they're the ones, you know, that are causing this to go on when it's the corruption in government, the media covering up pedophilia, the government covering it up, and mainstream media lying about all these wars. People don't trust the system anymore.
Do you think that there's a large portion of your audience base that believes there's a pedophilia ring going on at Comet Pizza?
No, I do not believe that. I do not believe that at all. I don't think it's a large part of my audience. The Reddit community and Facebook and all that is its own group, and you can actually go find where 3 weeks ago I was being criticized for not being, you know, pushing the whole Comet ping pong situation because I told my staff, I said, I don't know what's going on there. You know, they're connected to the Podestas and stuff, but this is too, you know, this is too over the top. You need
videos.
To...
You're making videos attacking Comet ping pong. It has your name on it. November 23rd,
yeah.
Pizzagate is real.
Yeah, Let me get Doug in here. People should go watch the video.
Hashtag Pizzagate.
Hold on. Yeah, hashtag Pizzagate's not our hashtag. But I don't know. I don't know why you keep making statements that aren't true. But, go ahead, Doug.
November 23rd. Look at your YouTube.
No, I mean, I know there's a video, but you're. Go ahead, Doug.
Sir, let me ask you a question, Counselor. You said that November 23rd, you viewed a video that was on InfoWars channel, just to be clear. I was just curious. So you knew about the controversy surrounding this location prior to your entry with your three children, 7, 9, and 12, yesterday, December 4th. Is that correct?
I watched the video half an hour ago before coming on this program. It's dated. It was uploaded November 23rd.
All right, but nonetheless, you knew about the controversy that was stirring on the internet prior to your visit to the pizza shop yesterday. Is that right?
I heard the discussion about the controversy on the Kojo Namdi show.
In the context of potential alleged pedophilia, right? So I'm just curious, did you go there because you were curious, or did you go there because you had always wanted to go there, having never been there before, and wanted to taste their pizza?
No, I went there because No, I went there because I heard it has good pizza, that it has ping pong tables, that it's a fun place to be there as a community place with your family. Right. And that's what I found. I went there and there are normal, nice, wholesome people playing.
How long were you there, sir? How long were you there before you had to leave because of the incident with the gun?
We were having a blast.
I mean, how long were you there before the incident with the gun, before you had to leave?
Probably an hour.
Okay, so you made the entire determination in 60 minutes that it was a wholesome, it is a wholesome place, that there's nothing at all untoward going on there. Now, I'm not saying there is. I'm just asking you, if you made that determination as a lawyer, an officer of the court, that, hey, there's absolutely nothing going on here whatsoever. There's no artwork on the walls that's, you know,
There is nothing there any different from any other piece.
So you went through the entire facility.
Guys, your innuendo is, apparent. And Mr. Jones, your colleague here is furthering the sorts of conspiratorial ideas.
I'm asking a question. Sir, I'm asking a question.
Well, look, I've been trying to get Hagman on since last week on this subject. Sharif, it happened to fall today. I am being totally open here and totally nice, and it's on record that the people that created the whole thing was the Internet and Reddit and Facebook, and then you're here just doggedly challenging. Well, I'm not scared of this whole issue. The point is that I'm here covering the reality of it, and so that's why I have you here as someone's perspective on that, and all I'm hearing about is the Palestinian issue or this issue, and it just seems like you have an overall issue with this broadcast and my politics and Donald Trump.
I didn't discuss the Palestinian issue. I mentioned I'm Palestinian.
Well, you mentioned you're Palestinian and the way I frame Muslims and immigration.
The way you attack Muslims? Yeah.
Well, I mean, here's the deal. We shouldn't have to conform, and this is happening more and more in the U.S., to extreme versions of Islam and Sharia stuff being pushed. And, only Christmas trees have to come down. Everything else can be promoted. I'm sick of it, and I'm not singling Muslims out on that front. I think the left is using Islam to a great extent as a battering ram to get a lot of things done at once, and I'm against that.
You're using Islam to scare people into, feeling prejudice and saying, look, you might have problems at home, but your problems are Muslims, your problems is Islam, your problem is brown people. This is the problem. That's not the message you should be sending to your listeners, my friend.
Well, I just think you're angry at us for our politics or your view of our politics.
I told you I respect some of your work. One of my favorite things I've ever watched in my life was when you confronted David Gergen or whatever his name is, the guy that served in every administration since Jimmy Carter.
About the rituals.
Yeah. And I won't be surprised if he serves in the Trump administration, just like Trump is, using the same elite.
But you're trying to score points politically again. I'm trying to have a real discussion with you about ping pong. And I wanted to really get your perspective on this and see where you're coming from on the whole situation, okay? We've reported on what people are saying about it. I'm here telling you that I think a lot of it's overblown and out of control. You want me to sit here and just say, I don't think there should be any investigation, period. I think all the WikiLeaks should be investigated. But I do think focusing on Comet Ping Pong becomes an overall distraction. So I do think people shouldn't take guns there. People should leave the employees alone making pizzas behind the counter. I think the Podesta should be investigated.
Leave the customers alone. Leave the employees alone.
I am leaving alone. Hold on a second. I've got a 70-second break. I'm going to come back with both of you to put bookends on this. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars. Thanks for supporting the broadcast, folks. We'll be back. We'll see if our guest can stay 70 seconds. If he wants to come on sometime and debate foreign policy, I'm ready to do it. He's an interesting guy. But not this whole thing about this whole thing, like trying to tie it together to the pedophile stuff.